Ohio, I crossed this little town called Morrow, and I knew a song about this place, and I thought that somebody had, you know, made it up, you know, just for the sake of making a funny song, but apparently Morrow is there. And for people who travel the way we do, sometimes things get complicated. But this one really is, well, so we're doing it. I started on a journey just about a year ago to a little town called Morrow in the state of Ohio. I'd never been much of a traveler, and I really didn't know that Morrow was the hottest place I'd ever tried to go. I went down to the station for my ticket and applied for tips regarding Morrow, not expecting to be guy. Says I, my friend, I like to go tomorrow and return no later than tomorrow, for I haven't time to burn. Says he to me, now let me see if I have heard you right. You'd like to go tomorrow and return tomorrow night. You should have gone tomorrow, yesterday, and back today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way. Now if you've gone tomorrow, yesterday, now don't you see, you could have gone tomorrow and returned today at 3. For the train that goes tomorrow, if my schedule is right, today it goes tomorrow and come back tomorrow night. Hi, my friend, it seems to me you're talking through your hat. There is a town called Morrow on the line, now tell me that. There is, says he, but take from me a quiet little tip. To get from here tomorrow is a 14-hour trip. Now the train that goes tomorrow leaves today at 8:35, and at 10:30 tomorrow, that's the time it should arrive. Now if from here tomorrow is a 14-hour jump, can you go today, tomorrow, and get back tonight, you chump? Says I, I'd like to go tomorrow, so can I go today and get tomorrow by tonight if there is no delay? Well, well, says he to me, and I'll have no more to say. Can we get anywhere tomorrow and get back again today? Says I think you know it all, but kindly let me say, how can I go tomorrow if I leave this town today? Says he, you cannot go tomorrow anymore today, for the train that goes tomorrow is a mile upon its way. I was so disappointed, I was mad enough to swear. The train had gone tomorrow and left me standing there. The man was writing, telling me I was a hauling jay. I couldn't go tomorrow, so I guess in town I'll stay. Don't let me discourage you from traveling, you know, as long as you don't try to go tomorrow. I like to sing you a French song that's probably kind of familiar to you, because I don't have too much time. It was, when I started singing it in this country, I was told that it was a Stephen Foster song. Well, I said, how could that be? Stephen who? I never heard of him. It rhymes with the rest of the song. Apparently, what could have happened was that the French sailor brought it to New Orleans, and the black people picked it up and made a spiritual out of it, which was published about 30 years before Stephen Foster made his song. Well, there is a chance that it might be a French song. Oh, well, anyway. C'est dans la pipe qu'on met le tabac. Oula, oula. You can oula la with me, you know, please. C'est dans la pipe qu'on met le tabac, oula, oula. C'est dans la pipe qu'on met le tabac, oula, oula, la. Bar à virer, les gars, faudrait y aller. On s'imposera quand on arrivera dans la porte de Tacoma. You're not very enthusiastic, oula, la. C'est dans la cave qui y a les rats, oula, oula. C'est dans la cave qui y a les rats, oula, oula, la. Bar à virer, les gars, faudrait y aller. On s'en posera quand on arrivera dans le port de Tacoma. C'est dans la gueule qu'on met le tafia, oula, oula. C'est dans la gueule qu'on met le tafia, oula, oula, la. Bar à virer, les gars, faudrait y aller. On s'en posera quand on arrivera dans le port de Tacoma. C'est dans la pipe qu'on met le tabac, oula, oula. C'est dans la pipe qu'on met le tabac, oula, oula, la. Bar à virer.
aller. On s'en posera quand on arrivera dans la porte de Tacoma. Thank you.
We were riding around on our bikes and singing this. All we could think of was a song to sing riding on your bike was Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, dude. And we sang it about 800 times, and it's a good song, but it wears out after a while. So we said, we need a new song for our bicycles. So this is a song called Daisy Part 2 or A Bicycle Built for One. It goes like this. Almost in tune. One, two, three, four. I'm heading down the pike. I'm a 10-speed bike. I'll be gone for a week or two. Got my packer on my back and I'm loaded down with tons of beef stew. Well, it's a wonderful day when you're on your way with just a bicycle under you. Come along too. Oh, I love to pedal with my feet. Oh, they get me where I want to go. Think the need. Yes, I really love my feet. I'm a land-loving sailor, but in my derailleur, really seeing everything I see. Feel a part of the land that's rolling out on the mean. Oh, I can understand why the car's out of hand when the bicycle is so free. Hey, Daisy, they made a fool out of you and me. See the USA and the Chevrolet's really like the way for me. I'd roar on my bicycle beat. Nothing better than a life to be on my bike with the wind blowing in my hair. Everything is made for cars, but I don't care. You won't see me in no driving movie or riding around a square. I'm flying on 120 pounds of air. Oh, I love the pedal with my feet. Mm-hmm. They get me where I want to go. Things to me. Yes, really love my feet. On the park. I'm a 10-speed bike, I've been gone for a week or two. Got my packer on my bug and I'm loaded down with kinds of beef stew. Well, it's a wonderful day when you're on your way with just a bicycle under you. Hey, baby, grab your bike, come along too. Well, now, hey, baby, grab your bike, come along too.
Glory, Mama.
This is a, we'll give you a special break. This is two songs in one. Get to hear them both at the same time. This is a city song and a country song. Combining them both, you end up with a sort of a megatropolis type of a thing. Hey. So this is called Where the City Ends.
Country takes over where the madness blends with the greenness of clover. I run through the fields, fields run through me. Outside the limit of the factory tower, inside my heart I am growing a flower. I see through the trees, trees see through me. In the city we're lost in the traffic, the air smoking gray. So come with me out to the country where buildings aren't in our way. To run with you across the fields, sit beside a silver stream, to lie beneath the golden sun, a
but we can hope and dream. Where the city ends, country takes over, where there's no place left for a free gypsy rover, I walk through the streets, streets walk through me. Fill in the sea, tear down the mountain, leave some room free for a blue plastic fountain. I long for the trees, trees long for me. Smoky skyline, the city lies gasping for breath to keep it alive. Humming, buzzing people flying around you like so many bees from a hive. Let's go out where we can sing, where we have some room to grow. Garden and a flower bed, minds can freely flow. When the country dies, the city grows weary. When all that is bright plagued by all that is dreary, I search for the fields, fields search for me. When the sun sets on the millions of buildings, when city streets have just about filled things, I long for the earth longs for me. In the city we're lost in the traffic, the air smoking gray. So come with me out to the country where buildings aren't in our way. To run with you across the fields, sit beside a silver stream, to lie beneath the golden sun, where we can hope and dream.
Song for all the women in the audience. Well, maybe all the men too. We don't want to be leave anybody out. When I was young, my old lady was my mother. Things change every year of your life. Now I call my girlfriend my old lady. If I ever get married, my old lady be my wife. My old lady, my old lady, my old lady. If you're looking for a good old lady, I hear that grandmas are the best. They're all old and most of them are ladies. Well, ain't none of them can pass the old lady test. You're a lady, 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 you're a lady. You're a lady, you're a lady. You're a lady, 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 my old lady, you're a lady, my old lady, you're a lady. Take it. Oh. Well, some old ladies make a man feel manly. And some old ladies make a man feel small. But good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, every man needs a woman he can call. My old lady, my old lady, my old lady.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're out sailing one time. It was an October day, and good old Captain Wilhelm took us out in his boat. He thought it would be a great time. We thought it would be a good day. You know, go out sailing, it's always a lot of fun. Of course, the wind was about 800 miles an hour, and this little boat of his just couldn't stand after that old sea.
Neither
could
we.
Of course, we almost drowned. The thing went over. There we were in the October water. It wasn't so warm. And this day was Lana's first time in a sailboat. So we had to have a song for that. So this is called Lana's First Sail, or The Wreck of the Old Sun Angel, the name of this proud boat that went down.
'Twas a good Captain Wilhelm and the two of us here put out of Winthrop October the 3rd. We're a half hour out and we're coming about when the tragic mishap occurred. The old sloop Sun Angel was under full sail, clipping through swells of 6 feet or more. And we fought with the breeze, while so beside us with ease, over at Logan the jets left the shore. Now the sea it grew wilder the further we went, and the offshore wind was starting to grow. We knew it was the last, when the wave hit the mast, and the water came gushing to the cabin below.
We all scrambled up on that overturned hull, looked out to see if the boat would draw near. In a matter of minutes, the remote circled around. Our lives we saved, but we lost all the beer.
They brought us back safely to the cottage point dock, where we dried off and drank with the sailors inside. Captain Wilhelm, he set out to rescue the boat that was drifting ashore with the incoming tide. All's well that ends well, I guess you could say. The Sun Angel was salvaged as fine as can be. But I'll never forget, being all soaking wet. And I'll think twice again before going to sea.
'Twas the good Captain Wilhelm and the two of us here put out of Winthrop October the 3rd. We're a half hour out and we're coming about when the tragic mishap.
That was Winthrop, Mass, by the way, in case I keep forgetting that we're far away from home, at least over 100 miles. It's terrible, but it's true. This is a song. We were driving home one night from New Hampshire. We smashed into this snowplow. Didn't do our car a bit of good, but we got a song out of that one, too. It happens just like that. It was a quick accident. Most accidents are pretty quick, I come to believe. If they were slow enough, you could probably avoid them, I think. So it's a song called Happens Just Like That. It's the name of this one. See if I can get it going here.
Thank you.
work.
What is the on?
Nah. What happened to this thing?
You have a problem.
They don't make these straps like they used to, let me tell you.
You can do it. I know you
can
do it.
I know.
I have faith.
I know it's
you
able
can do
to
it.
Be done. I've seen it done. Place up in New Hampshire that we go to quite often. It's called the Stone Church. It's an old church turned into a bar, so it's sort of a fun place. You get a little religion in with your beer. But on Sunday afternoon, they'll treat musicians to a free beer and a roast beef dinner, have a hoot all day. We sort of fell in love with the place, you know. So I wrote a song about it. This is called the Stone Church. Yep. Plug for the church. Oh my God. Boy, am I having trouble with my straps today. That was going to fall off?
Yep.
It would have been a
catastrophe.
One more time. It's time to introduce all the boys and girls in the band up here. Star-studded cast of performers here. In our recorder section, we have the popular, talented, lovable Ricky and Rita recorder. Let's have a big hand for Ricky and Rita. You only heard Ricky play, I know, but Rita's... She needs the applause. And our spoons, we got none other than Sammy and Sarah Spoon knocking our heads together for you. Let's have a big hand for Sammy and Sarah Spoon here. Harmonica, but we got Veronica. Harmonica from Santa Monica, right? Let's have a big hand for Buzzy the Bass. Sneak one more in, time for a little commercial announcement. Remember the Veggie All Vegematic? It dices and cuts all sorts of fruits and vegetables. Well, we were playing at this fair one time. We ended up with about a gross of them left over. And here's your chance to get one really cheap, really good. We'll give you a little demonstration. We're getting there. This is really our theme song when we get to it. Also, we just come out with this here album that we made ourselves, you know, and it's available up there in that picket and singing booth, gathering booth. Pick up on it. It's going to be a big hit, you know.
Get them while they're hot.
So this, our theme song is entitled, of course, Sweet Potato Pie, after our beloved group. You have the same name. See how I get a note here. Locked up by this here crap. Oh my God.
I was out in California under San Diego sky. Only had a nickel and was far from being high. I knew it wouldn't starve, but I thought I would die until someone turned me onto a sweet potato pie. I went to college, tried to be a neato guy. Hung around with people from the Alpha Theta Phi. We talked about Plato and NATO and why. We even did a little sweet potato pie. Baked marshmallow on top. Once you get into it, you just can't stop. Go down and buy at your local sweet potato shop. Up in the airplane, loving to fly. Looking out the window at a neat tomato sky. Come a big tornado, people wanna cry. Me, I asked the stewardess for some sweet potato pie. I was walking down the streets of Laredo, Ohio. The sheriff come up to me, says you're not allowed to fly. Well, you can't be busting me, was my bold reply. But there's no law for being stolen sweet potato pie. Baked marshmallow on top. Once you get into it, you just can't stop. Go down and buy at your local sweet potato shop. I suppose there's some of you wondering why. About the sweet potato stuff I'm pushing you to try. See, there's a sweet potato farm I'm gonna buy and make $1 million selling sweet potato pie. Baked marshmallow on top. Once you get into it, you just can't stop. Go down and buy at your local sweet potato shop.
Thank you very much.
Oh, aren't they delightful? Aren't they delightful?
I'm going to start in with giving you a cakewalk from the 90s, Smoky Mokes. Thank you. after the Spanish War, there was a Broadway hit called Blaze Away. It was written to celebrate the victory of Dewey at Manila. And I'll play that for you. By a misnomer, they call this the classical banjo, but in order to make those people write that do that, I'll give you a bit of a classical thing. Change of pace, I'll give you three hornpipes. Fishers, Durangs, and the Cincinnati. Thank you. I think I ought to give you a rag, and I'll give you the wild cherry rag. I taught to the Princeton Banjo Club when I happened to be the leader of it back in 1910. I'm gonna make a notice, give a notice here that's been handed to me. Paul Cadwell's only recording was released a few months ago, and it is not available at record stores, but is available here at the Pickin' and Singin' booth. Please go and get one. I wind up by playing a piece that I just learned recently. It's an old phonograph record by Fredman Epps called Omina. Thank you. I'll give you one that I've had fun in arranging and played in recent years. I thought time I got almost 80, I should know and play it.
You can hear yourself bounce back off the trees and the steps and the people.
We're going to start today with a song my mother taught me.
I know you've heard that before, but in, you know, like, well, seriously, lots of folk singers do say that.
But lots in this of times it really happens.
And this time it really did. This is an old song. It's kind of a variant, I guess, of Jack of Diamonds. That did survive the trek through the Cumberland Gap and all the way out to Medicine Lodge, Kansas. I guess way back in the 19th century or 18th. Horses ain't a hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare you well, Nancy, I'm a going away. Your parents don't like me, they say I'm too poor. They say I'd welcome to enter.
Thank you.
Well, your parents and your friends and your friends, so I'm told. They say all I'm wanting is part of your goal. But Nancy, dear Nancy, how can you here stay? With my wagon all hitched up, I'm going away.
Well, I hate to leave Mama, she treats me so kind. But I'll do like I promised that Johnny of mine. You must tell me, my darling, if with you are wrong, that deep in your heart I'll always be home.
So goodbye, dear Mama, we're leaving today. We'll drive along southward and feed on the way. Young love is happier far more than the old, and that's all our story we care to be told.
Tell them about this while I switch hearts.
This is a song called I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows, and the chorus goes like that. I'll rise when the rooster crows.
Okay. Yeah, I'll move over. Careful there. Sorry.
Can't explain too much. We don't have too much time, but you can sing along. If you can sing along with this chorus, please do. It's called the Wummelbore.
For 7 long years I have served the king. Fa, 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 and I ne'er got the sight of its daughter. But then when my glimpy, 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 idol, elem tutti, atti, tu, atti, atta, attali, I saw her through the wimmel bore. Fa, 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 and I ne'er got the sight of her nemor. When my glimpy, 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 idol, elem tutti, atti, tu, atti, atta, attali, it was petting on her goon. Pa, 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 lily. And then we're putting pins there in with my glimpy, 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 idol. Lillum tutti, atti, tu, atti, atta, attali. It was putting on her soon. Pa, 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 lily. And power buckling them again with my glimpy, 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 evil. Lillum tutti, atti, tu, atti, atta, attali. Oh, if I were coming down her hair, fa, 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 and I ne'er got the sight of her name here. With my glimpy, 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 eagle, elem tutti, atti, tu, atti, atta, attali. Her neck and breast were like the snow. Fa, 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 and from the wimmel bore I was forced to go. With my glimpy, 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 eagle, elem tutti, atti, tu, atti, atta, attali.
Thank you, Grand Thomas. Oh, what's the name, huh?
This one's got a bit better of a chorus. Well, not a better chorus, but a more understandable one anyway. That one, by the way, was about a peeping Tom, in case you didn't get the catch of it. So you've had your voyeurism for the night. This one's got a very good chorus too. I'll just sing it. You join in, please. All right?
Oh, me grandmother, she at the age of 83, one day in May was taken ill and died. And after she was dead, the will, of course, was read by a lawyer as we all stood by his side. Brother, it was found she had left £100, the same unto me sister, I declare. But when it came to me, the lawyer said, I see granny's left to you the old armchair chorus. How they titter, chair away. How the neighbours chaffed me brother, he laughed, and he said it'll come in useful John someday. When you've settled down in life, taken to yourself a wife, you'll find it very handy, I declare. On a cold and frosty night, when the fire's burning bright, you can sit down in your old armchair all together.
How they tittered.
Said was true, for in a year or two, sure enough, I settled down in married life. I first, alas, did court, and then a ring I bought, and I took her to the church to be me wife. Now me wife and me was as happy as could be, and in the evening when me work was was done. I never abroad would roam, I preferred to stay at home, sitting in me old armchair. Chair fell down, and when I picked it up, I found the seat had fallen out upon the floor. And there, to my surprise, lying right before me eyes, a lot of notes, £500 or more. Now, when me brother heard of this, the fellow, I confess, went nearly mad with rage and tore his hair. But I only laughed at him, and I said unto him, Jim, don't you wish you had the old armchair? How they did that, how they chaffed, how me brothers and me sisters laughed.
Classic song of seduction.
Oh, now we're getting to
called
the
cuckoo's nest. As I was a walking one morning in May, I met a pretty fair maiden, unto her did say, me love, I am inclined, and I'll tell to you me mind, that me inclination lies in your cuckoo's nest.
Oh, me darling, says she, I am innocent and young, and I scarcely can believe your false deluding tongue. Yet I see it in your eyes, and it fills me with surprise, that your inclination lies in me cuckoo's nest.
Some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. But give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest.
Ah, me darling, said he, if you see it in the eye, then think of it as fondness, and do not be surprised, for I love you, me dear, and I'll marry you, I swear, if you let me clap me hands on your cuckoo's nest.
Oh, me darling, oh, says she, I can do no such thing, for me mother always told me it was committing sin. Me maiden had to lose, and me sense to be abused, so I've no more to do with me cuckoo's nest.
Some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. But give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest.
Ah, me darling, said he, it is not committing sin, for common sense should tell you it is a pleasing thing. You were brought into this world to increase and do your best, and to help a man to heaven in your cuckoo's nest.
Oh, me darling, says she, I cannot you deny, for you surely have me won with the roving of your eye. And I see it in your eyes that your courage is surprised. So gently lift your hand in me cuckoo's nest.
Some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. But give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest.
So this couple, they got married, and soon they went to bed. And now this pretty fair maid has lost her maidenhead. In a small country cottage they increase and do their best, and he often claps his hands on the cuckoo's nest.
Some like a girl who is pretty in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. But give me a girl who will wriggle and will twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest.
Beautiful.
I guess I'll look back. Should I do that new one of mine? All right. Yeah. I'll have to. Just for a second. How does this thing work? We're trying to be quick here, but I'll have to explain a bit about this song. A lot of British folk songs have the traditional tale of the two magicians, one male and one female, and the male is after the female. And while they're chasing each other, she turns herself into all different kinds of objects. Oh, I didn't realize there were people over there. And then he changes himself into other objects in order to gain control of her. There's one song, what's that one called?
It's called
The
Blacksmith?
The Two Magicians, that's a good one. And this girl is changing herself into a horse, the man changes himself into a bridle, and it goes on and on. Finally, she changes into a bed, and he turns into a blanket, and of course, she loses her maidenhead, as they say. So this is a song about this particular witchcrafted young lady who couldn't change back quite fast enough, and a lot of problems arose because of that. Give me an E. Hold it. As I was out a-walking one hot summer's day, me eyes did spot a fair maid a-cooling in the shade. Says I to this fair maiden, hey there, could you fancy I'd fancy more a dog, says she, and bids me fair goodbye. Well, I chased her to the courtyard and out into the trees, and when her breath had left her, she fell onto her knees. She turned and looked me in the face, and then to my surprise, she turned into a barroom stool before my very eyes. Well, I'd no mind to be running round and looking like a fool, so carefully I placed myself upon this barroom stool. Although my true intentions, they were just to hold her down, the stool collapsed all from my weight and left me on the ground. Well, it's then she was herself again, a maiden as before, but both her legs were broken and her body very sore. Away from me she quickly crawled, with great hopes to get away, but I had no intent of that or other things I'll say. Well, then she turned into a mountain hare as soon as I came by, but much too near a fox's lair, she backed as I moved nigh. I only sought to warn her that she's getting in too far, but fear of me sent her in flight right to the fox's jaw. Well, such hair and skin flew in the air as you have ever seen, but soon the field was quiet as ever it had been. And when next I saw her form arise, broken legs weren't all she wore. Her face and arms were all bit up and plenty, plenty more. Well, a lady in such condition, some comforting could use. No single human that I knew could suffer such abuse. With only pity in my heart, I did follow her again. But you just won't believe me, boys, what I saw happen then. She turned into a mountain stream. She turned into a mountain stream as wide as you could see. And sooner than you knew it, boy, she was a tall oak tree. She ought to have stayed a lake, me boys, that's it, a lake. Far better than the tree. It seems there was a logging mill in the vicinity. Well, let's see what happens next at this high tension moment. Don't ask me to describe to you what I saw happen then. About the way they chopped her down, she almost met her end. But I jumped in and grabbed the log just before it reached the mill. For though she tried to put me off, I truly loved her still. And it's from this log I made myself a 12-string guitar, whose beauty had no equal from either near or far. And when I play upon the string, so sweetly I can hear, you no good silly bastard, I'll never be your dear.
You heard that one before. Yeah.
Who's next? Jim?
Okay.
Here's a wee song of a country lad who ends up in the city. Oh, sad tale. As I get in the overgate, I met a bonnie wee lass, and she winked at me with a tail o'er ee as I get the roving past. That's the wrong tune. I always start the wrong tune. It's a nice tune, but the wrong one for the song.
We'll start with a chorus which goes something like this.
When
my Robin die, my fella diddle die, when my Robin die, dum derry way, my Robin high. As I ingined up the over gate, I met dumb bonny wee lass, and she winked at me with a tail o'er ye, as I get a Robin past.
Way, my Robin die, my fella diddle die, my Robin die, dum derry way, my Robin high.
I asked her what her name might be, says she, Jemima Ross. Aye, and she bed and bleed berry land at the fat or the beef can close.
Way, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
I asked her what was her landlady's name, says she, it was Mistress Bruce. Aye, and way that she invited me to come away to the house.
Way, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
She took me to a sitting room away, but do not tune. Aye, it's there we pulled the bottle out, and it's there we both sat down.
Way, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
She took me to another house away, but do not burn. Oh, it's true what Robbie Burns said, that a man was made to mourn.
Way, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
As I get up the winding stairs, though I been lying in dark, I took my money from my inside pooch and I tied it to the tail of my sark.
Away, way, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
Well, like night long, I dreamt I was lying in the arms of Jemima Ross, but when I walked, I was lying on my back at the fet of the beef can close.
Away, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
Says I have lost my pen knife, my gold watch and my purse. Says she, I lost my maiden heed, and that's a damn sight worse.
Away, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
I'll get back to Achter Machty, contented for to be, for the loss and the £5 not way a lassie in Dundee.
Way, my Robin aye, my fella diddle die, my Robin aye, dum derry way, my Robin aye.
Yeah. So do you want me what one?
This is a song written by Ewan McCall for a radio ballad called Singing the Fishin', and it's just about sailors used to go away for months on end, and it's just a lament. And fisherman will love.
Okay, we're going to finish up with one of our favorite songs.
Oh, you heard that.
Oh, yes.
You don't need to. It's about this lady that she was huge, enormous, fat, big bag of sawdust tied around with a piece of string, and her name was Cushy Butterfield, but they loved her just the same. And it's got a good chorus, you can all join in. It's got a chorus which goes,
she's a big lass and a bloody lass, and she likes a beer, and they call her Cushy Butterfield, and I wish she was here.
I'm a broken-hearted young pet lad, and I'm a heaps in love with a fat wench from Gateshead and a cosmic dove. Her name's Cushy Butterfield, and she sells yellow clay, and the cousin is a dustman, and they call him Fred Gray.
She's a big lass and a bloody lass, and she likes out beer, and they call her Cushy Butterfield, and I wish she was here.
You'll have see her down at Sandgate when the herring boat comes in. She's like a big bag of sawdust tied round with a bit string, and she wears big galoshes, and her socks was once white, and a bit coat of lilac, and a hat that's not straight.
She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she likes her beer, and I call her Cushy Butterfield, and I wish she was here.
Now her eyes are like two holes in a blanket burned through, and her bowels in the morning would start a young cool, as she's walking through Sandgate, and she shouts yellow clay like a candy man's trumpet, steals my young heart away.
She.
Like a bull, till the lads at the pit says I'm nought but a fool.
She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she likes to feel, and they call her Cushy Butterfield, and I wish she was here.
Now she says that if I marry her, I'll have to work every day and come home in the evening and go and dig clay, and when I'm away digging it, she'll drink beer and sing, oh, we'll make the trade union that my laddie's in.
She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she likes a beer, and they call her Cushy Butterfield, and I wish she was here.
This instrument here is called the lauto. It's from Crete. It's related to the oud, actually, which is the ancestor of this instrument. The oud traveled from country to country, starting in the Arab world, and became el-oud, la-oud, lauto in Crete, and finally lute in Europe. Can you tell me a little about the song?
We were in Crete 2 summers ago and met the man that wrote the song. It's from the village of Kasteli, which is in the northwestern part of Crete. And the translation is, in your dark eyes, my love, I see my death. Take my heart and cut it into bits. But wait, In each bit, you will only find your own heart. Very poetic. It's a love song from Crete. This is the first time Jay's going to play along on this song, which is a really nice song that we learned from Peggy Seeger last summer in London. Let's all get a little closer. And it's called I'm Going to Be an Engineer. And if you like the words, I've heard tell, it is possible to get them. It's not out on a record. You can write to her at the Singers Club in London. care of Utah Phillips. No, care of Peggy Seeger and Ewan McCall, and it's in the New City Songs Tour, volume 7 or 8. Do you know, Dallas, wherever you are, which volume it is? She's up there someplace. Dallas Klein knows. She has 3 copies.
Find her.
Find Dallas.
She has dark hair.
Who? Oh, we should put in. That's a good idea. Oh, you should. We should do it. We should all do it.
We're all okay. Sing out. Are we in tune?
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl.
Oh, dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo, that's what to do to be a lady now.
When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read, some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl is sure to need, to while away the extra time until it's time to breathe. And then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. So I became a typist and I study on the sly, working out the day and night so I could qualify. And every time the boss come in, he pinched me on the thigh. He says, I've never had. Treat you as a lady. It's the duty of the staff or to give the boss a whirl. The wages that you get are crummy maybe, but it's all you get cause you're a girl.
She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no voice, you get no choice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. That's how you come to be a lady today.
Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with loving recreation. Spent my day at school so he could get his education. And now he's an engineer. Oh, Jimmy says, I know you'll be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. As soon as Jimmy got a job, I studied hard again. Then busy at me turret lay the year or so, and then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy said to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. Now you owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you've got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, amend a sock, or sweep a floor or two. Listening to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Oh, I only wish that I could be a lady. I would do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. Wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too.
Oh, what price for a woman? You can buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay, you get a cook or a nurse, for better or worse. You don't need a purse when a lady is sold.
Now times are getting harder and my Jimmy's got the sack. So I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. I'm a third class citizen, my wages tell me that, but I'm a first class engineer. And the boss, he says, I pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You just to keep a pair of hands. Oh, that one fault,
you're a woman.
Let's take that again.
You've got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch or tart, you're nothing but hard. Shallow and vain, you've got no brain. Go down the drain like a lady today.
mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my husband and I sent him through to school. If I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. I'll fight them as an engineer. Is this on?
I don't know.
Hooray, Peggy Seeger, for writing that song. I'll never stop thanking her for that.
Bill and Charlie Monroe song called What Does the Deep Sea Say?
Oh, where is my sailor boy? Oh, where is my
cold into your breast? Does he mention my name to you? Oh, what does the deep sea say? Oh, what does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and foams and rolls on its weary way.
Oh, please tell me,
deep blue sea,
if he's sleeping peacefully.
The winds from north are blowing icy cold. Will you keep him warm for me? If only my dreams unfold, token or sign could find. If only the waves would show me where he sleeps, I would leave this world behind. Oh, what does the deep sea say? Oh, what does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and foams and rolls on its weary way. Placed on the crest of a wave, I said, take please and let it sail the foam. My love, it worries me. The driftwood I watched in vain. My rose hair came back again. So wave, take another message to my love, saying I meet him again. Oh, what does the deep sea say? Oh, what does the deep sea say? It guards its home for lovers that sleep and roll.